Namaste friends. Today you are going to learn about a new lesson, that is Resources and Development, Chapter 1, Class 10th, Geography. Before we discuss about this topic, if I ask a question to you, what are natural resources? Go back to your Class 8th. And recollect the particular lesson that you learned under resources and development. Your immediate answer would be the gifts of nature in the form of land, water, vegetation, mineral. All are generally known as natural resources. And they are directly obtained from nature. But have you ever thought what makes our day-to-day life smoother and comfortable in the modern society? Some of you may answer an air conditioner. To some it may be a fan. And to your mother it may be a pressure cooker. And to a goldsmith it may be gold. A mechanic. It may be a car or any vehicles that he can handle. Think of a potter. Without clay, he cannot make pots. Think of the importance of mobiles, televisions, and computer that they play in our life. Think of the utensils that you use. So, the comfort and smoothness both vary from individual to individual. And the value of each and every item or a resource that also differs from individual to individual. From one area to another area, from one region to another region, from one particular weather condition to another. All the time, the importance, need, and comfort differ. Can we call them as resources? Yes. Our environment consists of many materials or objects which can be used to fulfill human wants. So, resources are those objects that can be transformed into articles. Now, they are very useful, satisfy human needs, technologically accessible, economically feasible, and culturally acceptable. That is why we call them resources. Now, the process of transformation of these things available in our environment that actually involves an interdependent relationship between nature, technology, and institutions. Man interacts with the physical environment with the help of technology and developed institutions to enhance their economic development. Thus, resources are a function of human activities and are not the free gifts of nature. So, human beings play an important role in resource development. They create their own resources and utilize them. Now, let us check under classification of resources. First one, think of resources can be classified as biotic and abiotic resources. On the basis of what? On the basis of origin. Biotic resources are actually derived from living things. They consist of plants, animals, microbes, and their products. can be called petroleum, coal, and natural gas as biotic resources? Certainly, because they have been derived from the living things of very distant past. Then what are abiotic resources? They consist of non-living things such as rocks, lands, soil, minerals, water, etc. Resources can also be classified as renewable and non-renewable. On the basis of what? On the basis of exhaustibility. Now, think of renewable and non-renewable resources. Why they are called renewable resources? Because they are in unlimited quantity and can be used year after year. Think of solar energy. There is no end for it. Water, no end. Wind, forests, and wildlife. On the other hand, there are mineral resources like oil, iron ore, coal. They are non-renewable resources. Why? Because they are limited in quantity, and once exhausted, that cannot be replenished or renewed for further use. Now, once again, on the basis of ownership of land, you will find out that one land allotted to each and every individual by the government, and the people who own plots, houses, and plantation. These are all called individual resources. Think of what could be the community resources. The playground, the public parks that you go, the picnic spots that you visit, whether it is in the urban area or in the village. All these are called community-owned resources. Even there are few more examples like grazing grounds and burial grounds. This is for every community, and every community can access to it. Then what about national resources? National resources belong to a nation. All resources like minerals, forests, wildlife, water resources within the political boundaries, and oceanic area up to 12 nautical miles from the shore, that can be termed territorial water, all these belong to the nation. That is why they are called national resources. And what about international resources? Those resources are owned and regulated by international institutions. And the resources beyond 200 kilometers of economic zone in the open ocean cannot be utilized by any country without the consent of international institutions. Now, on the basis of status of development, how they can be called? They can be called potential, developed, stock, and reserve. Resources found in a region like wind and solar energy, but not have been developed so far properly. We can call it potential. Then what are developed? They are actually surveyed. Quality and quantity have been determined. But the development depends on technology and feasibilities. You have to find out the possibilities, how technology can be utilized in order to extract those resources. The next one is stock. What is a stock? For example, water is a compound of hydrogen and oxygen that is studied in science. It can be a rich source of energy provided we can develop the technology to use them. So we have to find out whether we have such big technology that can utilize water as a resource for the betterment and economic development of a country. And think of reserves. They are the resources for which we have the technical know-how, but which can be used for meeting the future requirements. Now, again, if we talk about resources, it can also be classified according to their utility, whether they are utilized as energy resources, raw materials, or articles of food. I hope you could understand how resources are classified. We shall meet once again in the same classroom with module 2. Thank you.